What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the last solo episode of 2022. We did it, my friend. We crushed another year on the podcast. And I want to say thank you from the bottom, the deepest place of my heart. Thank you so much for joining us on this show throughout this year, whether you joined us for the full year, whether you just came and started hanging out with us on the podcast within the last few weeks or even last few days. I truly want to say from the deepest place of my soul, thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your life to choose to come to this show to become a better version of yourself. It truly means the world to me. And I am so excited to bring you even more amazing, incredible things in 2023. We already have some incredible guests lined up for you next year and some incredible content that we're going to dive into. So thank you so much for being here. Pat yourself on the back because you did it. You got to the end of the year. And whether you want to say it or not, you achieved some incredible things in your life this year. You're walking, you're breathing. You probably did some unbelievable, outstanding, incredible things in your life this year. So take a moment real quick and give yourself a pat on the back. Maybe even give yourself a little hug, right? Just hug yourself. Yeah, maybe it feels a little weird if you're in public. People might look at you weird, but who cares, right? Pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug because you did a pretty incredible job this year. And I'm so excited to partner up with you as we wrap up the year, and also as we go into 2023, which is going to be an absolutely outstanding year. And so what we want to do on this week's episode is we want to talk about one word that will change your entire life. And as we dive into this juiciness, I just want to throw it out there real quick that if you're not subscribed already to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can hang out with us every single week as we bring you two different episodes with a guest, one solo, to help you find your purpose and maximize living it every single day. So smash that subscribe button. And now we want to really get into the conversation of talking about one word that will change your entire life. And the one word that's going to change your entire life, interestingly enough, it's not a word that I'm actually going to give you today. What we want to walk through is an exercise, and it's called creating your word of the year. And the reason that we want to create the word of the year, and we're going to keep this week's episode pretty short because, you know, people got holidays, things like that. We want to be respectful. But the word of the year and the reason you want to have a word of the year is when you have a word that dictates your entire 12 months, your entire year, it's something that's going to help you make decisions that are more aligned with the direction that you want to go in your life, right? One of the sayings that I've lived my life by is that in our moments of decision, our destiny is shaped, right? When you go to make a decision, that's really when things start to change in your life. So if you want things to change in 2023, you're going to have, throughout the next 12 months, different decisions that you face. And the way you answer those decisions is going to determine what your 2023 looks like. And so when you have a word of the year, what it does is when those decisions come to you, it's much easier to make those decisions because you go, oh, wait, what's my word of the year? You go, oh, this is my North Star. This is what I'm aligned with for this year. So how do I need to answer this decision to be in alignment with the direction that I want my life to go this year, right? So that's one of the big reasons you want to have a word of the year. Also, it's going to make you have more confidence in your decisions, right? Sometimes what can happen is you make a decision and then the next day you go, well, was this the right thing, the wrong thing? And then you don't go all in on your decision and it doesn't allow you to maximize that decision that you made. But if you have a word of the year and you know really your North Star, you know where you're aligned, when you make the decision, you're going to have more confidence in that decision, because you know it's where you want to go for this year. Another reason why you want to have a word of the year is it will help you know what you want to focus on in 2023, right? As we go into this year, there's so many things that you could achieve in 2023, so many things you could focus on, so many things you could do, you could push for, you could strive for. But if you try to do everything, most of the time, you're not going to achieve basically anything, right? There's a quote when it says, we can do everything that we want to do in our lifetime, We just have to do it one at a time, right? So this word of the year gives you an idea of what is your focus for this year. Just this year, right? 2024, you can have a different word. You can focus on something entirely different, but this is going to allow you to know what you want to focus on this year. And again, another reason you want to have it is it's really just going to be a North Star for your year. I'll share with you my word of the year in just a moment. But before that, I want to share with you a word of the year that I had in a previous year that truly changed my life. And the word of the year I picked was courage. And this was back in 2016, I want to say. And I picked courage because I was going through a phase of my life where I was trying to sort of figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I was trying to sort of get back to a place where I really felt like I was living in my purpose. And I knew if I was going to do that, that I was going to have to be courageous throughout the year. I was going to have to do some things that pushed me out of my comfort zone. I was going to have to grow myself, stretch myself. I was going to have to do things that required me to muster up courage. And to save a long story short, I came to a point in my life where I felt truly called to go travel to New Zealand. It was a whisper that I got from the universe, and it didn't make any sense to anybody. It didn't really even make sense to me. But as I was faced with the decision of, do I go, do I not, do I leave school again and just, you know, drop out of school for a second time and go travel, as I was making this decision that was a really difficult one for me at the time, I was able to go back to my word of the year, which was courage. And if I looked at my life through the lens of being courageous, it made sense to book this flight because it was going to take me on my first solo travel trip I would ever have been on. Yeah, that required courage. It was going to require me to book a one-way ticket that took me to New Zealand, which required courage. It was going to require me to all of a sudden now commit to making enough money so I could go do that trip. And so because my word was courage, I said, I'm going to go travel. I'm going to do this. And it's that trip has changed my life tenfold. Now I travel once to twice a year out of the country because I got the travel bug that people talk about. It's true. And it also, when I went to New Zealand, I discovered that I had testicular cancer. And I don't know if I would have discovered that or not if I didn't actually go there. So there were so many blessings that came to my life because I had a word that allowed me to help make decisions effectively in my life when I was faced with them. So what we want to do now is, now that you sort of have an idea on the importance of choosing a word, what we want to do is we want to start to pick your word for 2023. All right. And a question you can ask yourself is, what's one word that would positively influence your life in 2023? Right. Based on the phase of your life that you're in, what's a word that would be in alignment with you? What's a word that if you followed this word and you let this word be your North Star as you went through 2023, you believe it would get you closer to the goals that you have for 2023? Right. What's one word that could literally change your entire life? And a few words to give you just a few spitball examples. You can just pick whatever one you want, not from this list. You could choose from this list or something else. But ask yourself, is your word this year maybe exploration, right? Maybe you've felt stuck. Maybe you felt like you're just in a hole, or, you know, you just felt like you're not moving forward, and you know that you need to like spice things up in your life. You need to go explore. You need to try things. You need to taste things. You need to go experiment in your life. And so maybe your word for the year is exploration. You go, if I just went into 2023 like it was an exploration, maybe I would try new careers. Maybe I would go travel somewhere. Maybe I would, step into a relationship because I would be exploring that part of my life, which I've been ignoring, right? It's like, maybe that's a word that would guide you in 2023. Maybe the word is grace. Maybe it's giving yourself some grace as you go through this year. Maybe you had a hard year in 2022. Maybe 2023, you know, there's going to be some tough things. So maybe it's giving yourself some grace, right? Maybe the word for you, maybe is courage, like it was for me that one year, right? Maybe you go, you know I want to achieve some things, some big things in my life in 2023, and I know it's going to require courage. So maybe that's the word that you pick as you say, I'm going to let courage be the North Star for my life in 2023. Maybe that's it. Maybe another one is love. Right? Maybe you've been spending the last few years of your life by yourself, and maybe you've put some walls up. You haven't wanted to be vulnerable. And so maybe you say, you know what? My word of the year for 2023 is going to be love. And I'm going to focus on being love. I'm going to focus on giving love to every person that I'm with. I'm going to focus on finding my love, finding the love of my life. And you go, that's what's going to dictate me this year. Because maybe you want to get into a beautiful relationship, right? Maybe your word of the year is vulnerability. Maybe you go this year, you know what? I need to just be raw and real about my life. I need to stop painting this fake life that everybody sees that looks so amazing, but on the inside, it's not really making me happy. Maybe I just need to be vulnerable this year in 2023 and say, you know what? I'm not happy with this stuff. Like, let me be raw, real, open so I can move forward to the next chapter, right? Maybe a word for you is health. Maybe you go in the last few years, ever since COVID, I've slacked off in my health. I stopped taking as good of care of myself. And in 2023, I just want to make health my word. I want to get my health back to where it was. I want to get my health to where I want it to be, right? I want to make that my priority. I want that to be my North Star. So maybe your word's health. Maybe your word, another one is presence. Maybe you go, man, I'm always thinking about the future. What's next? What's going to happen in a month, in 3 months? I'm always stressing out. I'm always worried. Maybe your word is just being present and just saying, you know what? Regardless of what's going on, regardless of if I'm stressed, I think this thing's going to happen, I'm worried about that. In 2023, I just really want to be focused on being in the moment and being present. And if I do that, man, 2023 would be a great year. All right. So those are a few words to give you a few tastes, but ask yourself, and if you're really diving in this episode, you probably already have a word that's popped into your head that you go, you know what? That's the word, right? So find your word, spend some time on it. And you can, once you pick your word, you can let it mull for a couple days, right? And ask yourself, does this feel right? Does this feel wrong? You can always change the word, right? It's not a permanent tattoo that you're getting on your body, but ask yourself and ultimately decide what's that one word going to be. Right. If you spend a few days, you go, you know what? I actually don't think it's courage. I think it's passion. And I'm going to pick passion. Then allow yourself to change it to passion. But ultimately, find your word for the year. And then what you want to do, and again, this is one of the more important parts, is write it down somewhere where you can see it every day. Right. Maybe it's putting it on a sticky note on your desk. Maybe it's putting it on a sticky note in your bathroom. Maybe it's putting it somewhere in your car. Maybe it's writing it and putting it as the background of your phone screensaver. Right. Maybe it's, putting it on your smartwatch, right? I don't know what it is, but put the word somewhere where you can see it every single day so that as you go into 2023, you allow yourself to have that word dictate where your life's going to go. All right. So find your word. And I also want to share with you my word for this year. I promised I would. And my word for 2023 is faith. And the reason my word is faith is because I've realized over the last 12 months that when you really want to achieve something with your life, that faith is one of the magic ingredients to making it happen. You have to have faith. And again, this is my belief. This is why I have this word that you can hopefully feel my passion behind it. But I just know that you have to have faith behind some of these decisions you make that are going to move the needle forward in your life. You have to believe that something greater is going to happen. You have to believe that when you take that step into the unknown, that something better is going to be on the other side. And I've seen it happen in my life over and over that when I have faith, things work out in a positive way. And that's not, you know, necessarily to get religious and all that, but it's faith that on the other side, there's going to be something that's going to work out, right? If you tune in the last couple solo episodes this year, we talked a little bit about faith and fear, right? You pick fear and you walk in that, or you pick faith. And I've just realized, and this is why my word for 2023 is faith, that I have to pick faith in order to achieve the things that I really want to achieve this coming year. So that's my word for the year. Maybe it's your word for this year, who knows, but you have so many different words you can pick one. Find one that again will allow you to make decisions more effectively. Pick a word that will allow yourself to have a North Star. Pick a word that is in alignment with where you are in the phase of your life, and pick a word that is going to get you excited about this next year. Right? Something that you could wake up in the morning and go, man, this is my word. Maybe my word this year is yes. And I'm just going to say yes to things and see where it takes me. Right? There's so many fun things you can dive into as you pick a word for the year. So get your word for the year, write it down somewhere where you can see it every single day, and allow yourself to step into 2023 with that word guiding your actions, your decisions, your vision, and ultimately what you make 2023. All right, find that word, use it. It'll change your life. That is the one word that will change your entire life, my friend. Thank you so much. I know I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for joining on the podcast this year. It has been an honor. It has been a enriching aspect of my life to be able to pour into you every single week and give you guidance, whether it's through conversations or our solo episodes, and help you on how to help you find your purpose and maximize living it every single day. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to yours. I'm sending you some beautiful energy today. I'm sending you some love. I'm sending you some virtual hugs. I'm sending you all the good energy and good vibes that you could ever want in your life right now as a big, big, big thank you for hanging out with us this year. If you've enjoyed this episode, or if you've enjoyed any of the episodes this year, I would be so grateful if you'd go to the iTunes store and just leave us a quick review. It takes 30 seconds. You go to iTunes, find the show, scroll down, and you can write a review there and just let us know what you like on this show, what you want more of, what was your best moment in 2023. Share with us something that you're getting from the show so that we can take that and make the show even better in 2023. Thank you so much again for being here. I hope you have a beautiful, outstanding, unbelievable rest of your year. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you have to. I have another episode coming up right after this, and it will be playing right after. So feel free to stick around for that. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a beautiful rest of your day.